From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the all-new 7-passenger MDX. More information is available at Acura.com.
On my daily walk recently, my every step pounded frustration into the pavement. How am I supposed to get this all done? I whined, the constant complaint of a busy mother. I clean the house, keep the refrigerator filled, and supervise the children. I work outside the home, volunteer at my children's school and at church, and help out neighbors and friends who need me. I just can't fit it all in. My husband should be helping more. My kids should be more appreciative. With every step, my anger towards the people I love most grew. My walk led me to a grove of redwoods. I plopped onto a bench built in memory of an elderly neighbor who had died. I noticed a card tucked between flowers that had been placed next to the bench. I picked it up. "My darling," the note began. The handwriting was from the jerky pen of an older author who had long since lost the smooth stroke of youth. What appeared to be a love letter continued. "Now I am but a moth, burnt by the moon. I am lost without you." I gasped, caught off guard by the plaintive tribute. The signature read only, "Forever and ever in love." I imagined the author and his love in earlier times. Had they met when young like my husband and I? Had they walked hand in hand on these very streets? Had he witnessed her decline, whispered goodbye in her ear? I returned the note to its place between the flowers, knowing the tribute to lost love was also a tribute to what I have now, a happy marriage, 2 beautiful children, a cheerful home. The note was also a reminder that these things won't always be mine. I will lose my loved ones one day, or they will lose me. And here I was, wasting this precious morning, angry that my sons hadn't emptied the dishwasher, and my husband took me for granted. I resumed my walk, solemn and softened by the peek into a stranger's life. I felt grateful, too, for the lesson he had taught. Live today, love today, it's all we have. With a perspective, I'm Laura Lynn Powell.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the Internet at lchb.com.